Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria Argus. So listen, this is the thing right here that got me a little bothered. And I know I have not recorded in a couple days. But anyway, this is the thing right here that got me or whatever. A lot of times when I don't record, it can be for various reasons. But it's because I'm waiting to speak because I'm trying to get some facts. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some facts and see what's going on. See how the whole situation plays out, right? Okay. So this is my whole thing right here, right? You still got people that saying, you know, the reason why the immigrants came and they're taking jobs that nobody wants to work, right? And y'all know I talked about this here before. It was this guy on Instagram. He said it best. Okay, he said it best. He said jobs black people don't want to work. He said we'd have worked all of them. Basically, this is what he said. Now, this is not his verbatim words, but this is what he said basically. We'd have worked all of them. We built this country. You know, have we not did enough? You know, and this is how I'm feeling. And I'm saying this from somebody who has worked a good portion of her life. The majority of my life, I have worked. Okay? Got injured, then I had to retire. Okay? That's why I be looking at people sometimes when they say, oh, I'm lazy. I'm like, baby, you just don't know who I am. You just don't know what I've done. Oh, okay, because I put in mine. Okay, it's ways. And it's another thing that aggravates me when they say they're going to cut retirement or what is it, Social Security or whatever the case may be. I have, anyway, that's something totally different. Down by $1.5 trillion. And then they're going to up the retirement age. Personally, 65, and you know, one point they're talking about making it to 72, age 72. Who the hell? It ain't guaranteed you gonna make it to the mall. And they talking about upping it up to 60. I mean, to 65 and 72. Man, stop playing with people. Stop playing with people. I mean, this is foolishness. But this is the thing. They got to make all these cuts because they gave our money out to them people, to them immigrants. Yeah, I'm back on them immigrants. They got to make all these cuts. They gave our money to everybody except for us. But not only that, black people, when do we wake up? Okay, like, see, I can't say it enough. They giving out trillions of dollars to Ukraine. Trillions of dollars to Ukraine. Who was it? Somebody else. It was another country. Just because I want to say it, I can't remember it. But anyways, other countries. They're giving all this money to all these other countries. They're giving all this money and resources. Excuse me. Resources and money to other countries and to these damn immigrants. But yet, listen. Nobody notices. Every nationality has basically, during a safeguard, every nationality is getting paid or getting extra resources out of yin yang, and the only thing that they got for black people is government assistance. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, you know, what about what they did for the for other cultures, what they did with the Stop the Hate and all that stuff. So they put back extra millions of dollars back for them. Why they ain't never did that for black people? I'm just stuck on that. Anyway, now, they doing all this for all these other countries. The United States, what they did was, they're like, okay, well, because of something that happened X amount of years ago. So the United States ain't messing. You know what I'm saying? They, the United States itself, I don't know if it's like they can't attack Haiti or what. I don't know. I ain't going to say that because they have been attacking Haiti this whole time. So they're like, okay, well, we're going to send your sister or your brother country in Kenya to come over there and make sure we tear Haiti up. This just really aggravates me. You know what I'm saying? It just really aggravates me. You know what I'm saying? Real bad, because it's like, Kenya, how you gonna go over there and do this to Haiti? Player, it's only eventually that they're gonna come for Kenya. You know, Look how they tore up the African continent. Israel, Pakistan, Egypt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just so many various places that they just stole from the African continent itself. Okay? And truthfully, regardless of the names of our states, our countries, and all that, you do know that it's one. Oh, okay. I ain't even gonna say what continent it is, but it's a ways. But either way, it's all one, and it's all broken up into this, and it's all broken up into that. And the thing that got me with the United States is, when are you gonna stop stealing people land? And like today, I was on the phone with somebody. You know, a lot of people saying Donald Trump want a dictatorship, but in honesty, the United States is a dictatorship. He want dictatorship for himself. He want to be the know-all and be-all, the almighty power, something he can never be for himself. But the United States want a dictatorship. The United States is a dictatorship because it got to control us. It got to control everybody else. But then when somebody come for the United States, then the United States feel violated. But yet the United States can't stay out of other people's business. How the hell are you going to sit up here and take care of all these immigrants, all these foreigners, and all this here? All these other people, but won't even take care of your own. People sit up here, and I just said this before, people always talk about the homeless situation. That's a mental illness situation. That's called life kicking your ass. That's what that is. Life to kick them people down and people to... a good bit of them people that gave up, and they just need their help seeing their way up. That's why they're on the streets, under the bridges. You know, a lot of times you don't know situations until you go through those situations. And we just thank God that that's not our situations. You know, you just be grateful because of that. But I must say that it's doggone crazy, but yet the doggone... the price for everything has gone up. And it's like, when do we, the American citizens, be like, you know what, look, we tired. You know what I'm saying? Well, can you leave the United States? You know what I'm saying? To really live elsewhere? I mean, we could, but, you know, the United States is what we know. So you're going, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, when do everybody just be like, you know what, look, we tired of this hell. The cost of living has tripled the majority of the people's, has quadrupled the majority of the people's income. By the time you buy food and everything else, what does the average person really have left? It's crazy. By the time you buy clothes and shoes, what do you really have left? I mean, it's crazy, but then it's like the United States can give the money to everybody else, but can't give it to his own people. And surely ain't got no protection put in place. What, the Civil Rights Act for black people? Oh, okay, well, excuse me, the Civil Rights Act for everybody, you know. Yeah, but the Civil Rights Act, yeah, that's in place. And that does help. I cannot sit up and lie, it does help. It does, but it's like, don't you think that we need more? Don't you think it's about time that we get more, have more? Or whatever, because I mean, it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy, but yet, we sit up here, we the ones, we catch the most bullshit. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, so yeah. When I'm seeing all, when I'm looking at the news or social media or whatever, and I'm seeing all these cuts and cuts for this, and we're going to have to cut that out. We're going to have to cut this and that out. That is a slap. I can't say it enough. It's a slap in America's face. You got to cut all this money from us that we and our ancestors, our grandmothers and great grandmothers, uncles, cousins, this and that. They paid into y'all systems. Y'all rather cut us than to sit up and cut these people off. And listen, I ain't got no hate for these people. I don't even know these people. I have no hate for these people. But I mean, it's just right is right, wrong is wrong. You can't even, the United States, come on, man. Come on, man. You know, like we, you know, I'm grateful for a lot. And I am grateful that I do stand in the United States, and I'm grateful for the amenities that I do have. God knows I am thankful for that. But I'm just saying, come on, United States. You cutting stuff, and you cutting people, and you cutting programs, and you doing this, and you know what I'm saying? And it's making it harder on us, but it's making it easier on everybody else. And then a lot of these Hispanics and immigrants get into these jobs, and they ain't hiring nothing but their own people. They ain't trying to hire nobody black. So why y'all saying black people don't want to work these jobs? Hell, they can't get into jobs because the foreigners ain't hiring them in the damn jobs. But yet these are the same foreigners that use that money working at the jobs that that a lot of people say nobody wants. And then they'll get their own. And guess what the United States gonna do? Give them the money to make sure that they succeed in business. A lot of them already come over here getting the doggone money. And all they got to stay over here with what? Like $500,000 to $1 million. They go ahead and open up a business. That's way more than enough money to start a business. Buy a house, you know, to get yourself stable. You know what I'm saying? That's more than enough money. Anyways, they come over here, they get that money, and they do what they got to do. They got to wait, what, 1 to 5 years before they can bring another family member over. The family member get that same money, and so on and so on. So, yes, everybody, every culture is ahead of the black culture. Every culture is ahead of the black culture, okay? Make it make sense to me. It don't. Anyway, these are just my thoughts. I'm Alexandria August. Please get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. Thank you.